I have a friend, and in Germany, I think people do music really seriously, right? I see so many doctors, so many conductors. Oh my God! In Uganda, in a church, you might not even find one conductor, but the music goes on. So I have this friend. He decided in his life that he's going to sing for the Lord, and he's going to go to a music school and learn how to sing well. And his voice was really nice, and he wanted to do singing as his career. And so he went to music school, he learned how to sing, and he was doing very well. But one day, his voice, he lost his voice. He got sick, and he had nodules in his throat, in his he had to go for an operation. So, for them to remove that. Now, the doctors told him, there's a very high chance that you will not sing again. And he was determined to spend the rest of his life singing. Now, the doctors are telling him, you might not sing again because of your voice. And so he couldn't talk much, so they operated him. He went home, and he decided to stay home and heal. So he could even barely talk, you know, like if he was to say hello to you, he couldn't really speak. Now, one day he was praying, and God told him, I want you to continue to worship me without your voice. Right? Now think about it a bit. God is telling you that this instrument you've been playing and you feel like it's the one you're using, and God is telling you, I want you to worship me without it. What are you going to do? And now, maybe if you're a pianist and somehow you lose your fingers, you can sing, right? Okay, now he's a singer and he's lost his voice. Maybe he can play piano. That can work, right? But he was not a pianist. He didn't know how to play any of these instruments. And God told him, I want you to start worshiping me without your voice. So he thought about it and he's like, okay, now I am going to start making sound for the Lord. This is how he discovered that a music instrument is not my voice alone. Your voice is a music instrument, but it's not the only instrument. There are other things that makes sound, and all sound was created for the Lord. Everything that vibrates and makes sound, that sound is for the Lord. All right? So, what did he do? Yeah? He started shaking keys. Yeah? Stamping his feet. Now, we're going to try something today. I want you to imagine that you are in that situation and you're going to make one sound for the Lord today. Right? Without your voice. Can you try that? Okay, let me give you some clues. You can clap your hands. You can stamp your feet. If you have some keys, you can shake them. What else can we do? Yes, you can whistle. You can whistle without your voice. Maybe. All right. Can we try it? Let's make a sound for the Lord. Think about think about this. You're like, God, I'm going to make a sound for you. And this sound, whatever it is, I am doing it for you. Right? Let's try it. I'm going to count three and you do it. All right? Okay. One, two, three. Wonderful. This is a band. It's a band, and it's a wonderful band. God is very happy to hear this sound. Why? Because you're not thinking about, I'm out of key, I'm not on the right pitch, it's a bit pitchy. You're not thinking about that. All you're thinking about is, whatever sound it is, it's for you, Lord. And so you have created that instrument, your body, all right? And no one is judging you for it. If you go up there and you play your cello and it goes, that conductor is going to be like, cello, you know? Oh, violin. Oh, my God, you guys sound amazing here. We have some orchestras, like kind of trying to be orchestras in Uganda, but oh, they are so squeaky, you know. But you know, people start learning music, especially this Western music, when they're a bit older, and it's really not easy. So I was supposed to connect this somehow. Now, I have a confession to make. I translated this with ChatGPT, so I don't know if it's right. I hope it is. Okay, great. So this is Psalms 150, and it says, "Praise the Lord." Can we read it together? Okay. This one is not in German, but I think we can read it, right? Okay, let's go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. All right. So we are praising. Before we praise the Lord, we need to know, number one, where he is. Okay, God dwells in his sanctuary. Number two, in his mighty firmament. Okay? Well, ChatGPT. But it's beautiful, right? Yeah, you can imagine the universe, and that's where God dwells. Everywhere. If you're here, God dwells here. And here. So we have to know that God is everywhere and is sovereign before we praise him. And praise him according to his excellent greatness. You cannot worship God before you visualize how big he is. You cannot bow down your head down until you know that if the angels in heaven can do it, who am I not to do it? They are great, and they are bowing down. We were reading about the 12 elders who were bowing down to the throne of God, and every time they are bowing down, well, sometimes we feel shy. You're like, what are people going to think if, you know, I'm bowing down, all right? But the angels don't think about that. It's just, you're not forced to do it because you have seen how great he is. You will naturally bow down and worship him. We're going to go and talk about Psalms 150, and we will talk about the instruments that God wants us to use to worship him. And 150 verse 3, let's read together. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. All right. Two things I want you to talk about. One is the sound. And number two is the body that plays that sound, produces that sound. Okay? Now, first he talks about praise him with the sound of the trumpet. What do we use to play the trumpet? Well, not all of us play trumpet, but at least we have an idea of what is required to play a trumpet. I think we have to blow in it. Okay? Which other instruments are like trumpet, which you have to blow? Saxophone, thank you. Flute, thank you. Horn, thank you. I also saw this one which goes like, whoosh. Is it bassoon? I think bassoon. Very interesting shape. and then you have the tuba, the big one. You call it tuba? Yes. Now, all these instruments, we have to use our breath to blow into them. When God created Adam, he blew his breath into him. And everything God has given us is to worship him. Well, we have to use our breath to worship the Lord. So, every part, now that's one use of your body. Your breath is for the Lord. If you can't blow a trumpet, you have to sing. Or you have to whistle for the Lord. Right? Some way, you have to use your breath to praise the Lord. That's an instrument that we have. Yes? We are using our lips, we are using our mouth, and our breath to blow into the trumpet, blow into the flute and all that. And then praise him with a lute and harp. I think lute, today I was very happy I saw a harp in the orchestra. Oh, those are very rare in Uganda. They are really, really rare. If I've seen one or two, maybe. So, it's a string instrument, okay? We use our fingers to play it. The lute, I think the guitar is in the family of lute, okay? Which other instrument has strings that we can pluck? Guitar, bass, we have mandolin, we have banjo, thank you, ukulele, okay? All these instruments, we pluck them with our fingers. So one, God wants us to use our breath. God wants us to worship him with instruments, but using our hands. All right? So your hands are for the Lord, to play the instrument for the Lord. Number two, the sound, the quality of sound is quite different. So God wants us to praise him with different textures of sound. Okay? If you have an orchestra, you're listening to an orchestra, you will hear the different textures. I think you won't be like, the horn sounds like the guitar. Yeah? That cannot be. The horn sounds like the horn, and the guitar sounds like it's plucked. All right. So God wants us to have variety because God is vast. He's created so many sounds, and he wants us to produce those sounds for him. So, we're going to read we've seen that. Let's go to verse 4. Can we read together? Praise him with a timbre and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Oh, wow. Timbre. Who can tell me what timbre is? I think there are so many instruments in that. The drum? Yes, the drum is a percussion instrument. So I think percussion, which you can hit like a drum, is in that category. You have tambourine. Yes, you have tambourine. And you have, oh, we have a special instrument here. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Cajon. Yes. So we have that as well. Well, I think that anything you can hit is for the Lord. Yeah? Yes. Every can be percussion. I mean, we have some composers here. They could compose a song with this. Right? Okay, so, and dance. Now, in my country, people dance. Every Sunday, we dance. And so, if you're not used to dancing, I think if you come to my church, you're going to be like, these people are crazy. Right? I'm going to tell you a short story. I traveled to South Korea with a group of people, and we visited a church. And we were clapping. When they were doing worship, everyone was straight, you know. And they have their books, and they're reading the hymns. And we didn't realize that you have to be very humble. And so we started clapping and dancing, and the whole church turns around and is like, and well, we didn't mind at first, we kept going, and so people kept turning around, and so we're like, guys, I think we should not dance. All right, so it's a different culture, right? Yes, in my country we dance. I don't know, do you dance here a lot? Not so much. Yes. But dancing for the Lord is good, because God wants us to use our whole body to dance for him. It's an instrument to dance for him, right? David danced for the Lord. He danced so much that his clothes fell off, right? I don't think his dance was very organized. Yeah? Like he have these Michael Jackson strokes. I don't think so. Yeah? I think he just jumped around and, you know, and his clothes gave up and they're like, this is new. He just fell off. Yeah? And it pleases the Lord if we use our whole body to dance for him. All right? Now, if you're shy and you're in your shower bathing, no one sees you, right? Okay. Shake your body. Yeah? For like you're just... Okay, first you say, God, this is for you. Right? And then you start dancing, okay? And God will be pleased. All right? So I told a friend of mine that David danced for the Lord, and he said, well, I mean, okay, we were talking about dancing in church. And so, and he's like, yeah, but David danced for the Lord. He didn't dance for people. I told him, yeah, I understand this. And so, I think it's in the heart. Who are you dancing for, right? I don't think it's a problem dancing with people if you're dancing for the Lord, because If I asked you a question, where is God? Okay? God is everywhere, right? Yeah, so everywhere you are, you have freedom to dance for him. However, if you feel like you should be mindful of your surrounding, that's also okay, all right? Yeah, that's also okay. Because when David was dancing, someone saw him. And she was like, a king should not dance like this. Right? But do you think that's what God thought? No, God was pleased about how David danced for him. So, and we praise God with him. Let's read it together. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, so cymbals. I saw cymbals in the orchestra. These ones which they go like, psst, right? Oh, I love them. Now, cymbals, in my opinion, I think they express joy. Okay? Can you play cymbals when you're sad? I don't think so. I think, you know, you're going to play cymbals to just bring out that loud sound, right? And God wants us to be, to celebrate with noise, okay? To celebrate with a loud sound, okay? And in Africa, we're very good at shouting to the Lord. So on Sunday service, you're going to see, like, the pastor, he's going to come and say, now we're going to give a big shout to the Lord. All right? And so he's going to say, hallelujah! And the whole church is going to be like, amen! Very loud, and you feel like the building is almost shaking, okay? And he's going to tell you now, okay, now the people this side have heard us. Well, I think in Germany you want to be quiet. You build your buildings. No sound is going out. In my country, we want the neighbors to know that, hey, there's Jesus there, okay? And so they are going to turn and face this way and say the same thing. Hallelujah! Amen! All right. So it's loud sound. We don't have cymbals, but we can make the noise. Okay? So if you ever visit us, please be ready for that. All right. So it's a loud noise. Make a loud noise to the Lord. Okay? Again, if you want to hide, it's okay. You hide in your bathroom and shout to the Lord. It's okay. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So, I read somewhere in Psalms about rivers clapping their hands. Who has ever seen hands on rivers? I think artists have. Because they can imagine everything. I think David was an artist. He was imagining a river with some hands, right? Okay, so I think it's figurative. It's not like, you know, that rivers are going to start clapping their hands and dance for the Lord. Not really. I think that rush sound of a river, that sound it makes, it's for the Lord. Okay? And God hears all the harmonies in that sound. Right? We're hearing one sound, and God is hearing soprano, tenor, alto, bass within that sound of the river. Right? And you know what? If you get rocks and start hitting them, they make maybe one sound. And that sound is great for the Lord. Jesus was telling his disciples, if you stop these people from shouting, the stones are going to shout. Can you imagine that? Hitting the stones and you can hear the harmony? It doesn't make sense in our human understanding. But to the Lord, it's not about the pitch, the sound, the C, the D. No. it's in the core of where that sound comes from, because he created all the sound. So question is, when we play our piano and we play our guitar, does God care about the harmonies we make? Does he care if we go off key? What do you think? Okay, something to think about. Yes, something to think about. I think God cares about the attitude, the heart that is playing this sound. That's what God cares about. When David was called to play the harp before Saul, they looked for a skillful player. And David was skillful, was skilled. I think he sounded amazing on the lute. Okay? But do you think he was the only nice player? I would like to think, in human judgment, in the time, there were already good musicians in the palace for the king. They were already very nice musicians. But the evil spirit would not go. They would play and the evil spirit would stay. So it's not the sound. It's not the skill. It's not enough, though it's really important. But it's not enough. Okay? If your heart is not right and you play that piano, the people will not be delivered. Nothing is going to change in their lives. And yet, as musicians, as instrumentalists, we have the ability. God has given us the anointing to play those instruments, and people's hearts are going to be healed without us saying a word. Because David did not say anything. He would just sit and play his thing. Okay? And the evil spirit would leave Saul. So, as we're playing our instruments, our prayer should be, Lord, as I play this instrument, as I blow this horn, I pray that, you know, someone who is heavy in their heart will be relieved. It can happen, right? It can happen. If prayerfully we play our instruments to the Lord. I want us to divide ourselves in four groups. Since we are so many, maybe we'll have just a few people. And we're going to come here and try to make music, okay? With different... you guys already know what this is. You have orchestra big, and it has all these things. So I'm thinking we're just going to make some music. Now here, we have breath instruments. We can sing. We can, if you don't have these instruments, you're going to use your body to do it. Okay? Today you're going to whistle for the Lord. You're going to whistle for the Lord. You're going to hum. You're going to sing. You're going to la 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 la. As you give your breath, you use your breath to praise the Lord. And we can use our hands. We have some instruments here, some guitars, bass, acoustic. We can use that. Body instruments. Oh, these. I saw someone here doing this, and that was really cool. Yeah? It makes sound. A very, very huge bass. Actually, if we put a microphone on him, I think it would make a really good, great sound. So we're going to clap our hands, stamp our feet, body instrument, and percussion. I believe anything can be percussion. In Uganda, we have so many percussion instruments. Depending on the place, this is a shaker, and it's made. It comes. It's a plant. These things grow, right? Like how you see pumpkin, but they grow like, and then we dry them and put some seeds in there. Okay, so it's a plant. Don't be like, what is that? Okay, so now these are shakers for the legs. You tie them on your leg. And you do that, right? Now you can imagine some people have. Well, if you come to Africa, you might not necessarily see these in the church, especially in the city. But farther away from the city, people do not have pianos and guitars and all that. In fact, I want to pose a question to you. If God would send you to a country far away, and you are a pianist, and you go to this church, and they don't have a piano, how are you going to serve him? Are you going to be like, they don't have my thing, so this is not my calling anymore, right? Think about it. I got this challenge before. We had a conference in the village, and so we were telling people how we train worship leaders, and we train instruments, and we teach people how to play piano and guitar and all those things. And after, a gentleman, one of the pastors in the villages, came to me and is like, okay, I heard what you said. We actually really need help. But we have no piano, we have no guitar, we have no drums, nothing. How are you going to help us? I froze a bit. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, God is going to speak to me. I'm going to buy a piano for this church, a keyboard. And then I asked him, so what if I get you a keyboard? And he's like, we have no electricity. Okay, now I was like, brother, I'm going to pray for you. God is going to make a way, all right? So I went home and sat down and thought about it. And I'm like, wait a minute, these people worship God every week, every Sunday. And in their church, they have metal, they get metal plates and, you know, like fold them and put stones inside and they shake them. And they sing with that. And they have some African instruments. And so, let's train ourselves to use what is around us to praise God. Okay? Just open up our minds and you'll be like, okay, I play piano, but what else is there? Which other way can I worship the Lord? All right, so, but we have pianos here and guitars, so don't worry about that. I'm going to invite you. You come here, we have someone sitting on the piano and guitar and bass. No judgment. Okay, this is just going to be, you know, even the people sitting here, you're going to still contribute. Okay? Yeah. So, please come. Who plays piano here? Ah, okay. Yes, come and play piano. Okay, we have one piano, so. Now, in our school, in Uganda, we don't have enough, so we have one child sitting here and another child sitting here. And they're going to share the piano anyway. So, but I don't think she'll be very happy with that. Okay. Yes. Okay. Please, who plays guitar? Come, there. We have two guitars here. And bass, please come. I still have an instrument here. I have an instrument here. I want someone. No, you don't have to know how to play it. Yeah, please. You don't have to know how to play it. The point is making the sound for the Lord, okay? If we had a cello, I was going to pick on you randomly to come and play the cello. Yes. Well. Yeah, I mean, no. We're not playing that song. We're not playing that song. Okay, so one more person. Yeah, please come.
You can sit there.
No, no, you don't have to. You can. Okay, you can sit there. Okay, so now, this is what we're going to do first. Okay? We are going to make a sound. You're going to play, and you're going to play for the Lord. We're not playing a song. Yet. Okay? You're going to find your way. All right? Someone starts something, you join in, and you play. Okay? All right. So who wants to start a groove or a key or whatever? Anyone can start. Okay. Yes. It's okay.
Amen.
Patience is also for the Lord. Yeah. I wonder if in heaven we'll be tuning instruments. Okay. You like angels? Wait. Yeah. Okay, let's join in. Let's join in. Play something. Play something. Maybe sing, whistle, whatever. All right. I need someone to sing. Who's going to sing? We can pause a bit. So, what do you think? What did you think when you were playing? Just anything. At first, before you started, what did you think? I think you thought, I hope I sound good. I hope this is going to work. Because first of all, you don't know what it is, what it's going to be. You don't have codes for it, right? Normally when you have codes and you've rehearsed, you know where you're going, right? But now it's you don't have structure. All you know is, I am making this sound for the Lord and I am adding it together with others and we are doing it for Him. I think God is happy with that. Okay? Now, in our human standards, we want to get a separate day in a week and we work on it. Refine it a little bit more so that we will love it in our ears. But I think God cares about that you have made a choice to play this instrument for Him. All right? I think this was a bit orderly. I was expecting to play something which is not very nice. Yes? But you guys are already musicians. You figured it out somehow. All right. So, one of the last things I wanted to talk about is, now we always make music in church, and I thought in this workshop, however practical it sounds, I didn't think we had enough time to practice and make great sound, yeah? Like an orchestra. But I thought that if we could understand the instruments that we play and why we play them, that would really, really make an impact. I hope you learn one or two things out of this, or at least you get to think about something a little bit different. How I know that you guys know this, so we're going to just mention them. How do instruments serve in worship? And yes, let me just hear from you. How do instruments serve in worship? What do you think is the purpose of instruments in a worship service? Should we have instruments? Should we not have instruments? Because we have seen that we do not need a piano to actually worship, right? Yes, we don't need it. But God has given it to us, and we're using it to glorify Him. But without it, someone is going to shake something, and God is going to be pleased with that. Yeah, but we have them anyway. So why, what do we use them for? I just want to hear from you. Yes. To worship? To lead others in worship. Thank you. No answer is wrong. Every answer is correct. Yes. To support vocals, so to work as an accompaniment for vocals. Thank you. All right. Anything else? To add melodies, great. To add emotion, great. Well, I should end the workshop and go home. To create the atmosphere. Thank you very much. Okay. So the Bible says, sing a new song to the Lord. Right? And He said to create melodies. I believe that what has been written is great, but once in a while we need to make new songs. That new melody, on-spot melody for the Lord, right? Yes, it is very important that we do that. To create an atmosphere. Here I wrote, create an atmosphere. What do you mean, create an atmosphere? I know you know what you're saying, but what is it? Thank you. So, music is very powerful. I don't know. Do you watch movies? Okay. So, sometimes when you're watching a movie, the scene might not change, but you hear the music and you feel like something bad is going to happen. Have you experienced that? Yeah, the music plays and you're like, something is coming, you know? Okay, so I think music creates that, right? So even in church, we can create that atmosphere. I gave this example yesterday, and I want to give it today. We have a popular musician who came from South Africa and visited our country. He's a guitarist, really well-known guitarist, but he's also Christian. All his music is not about Jesus. But so when he came and visited, he did a concert, and he played a song called No Woman, No Cry. It's not a Jesus song, right? Now, the funny thing is, the music was very intense that for some reason people started, you know, like kind of worshiping, expression of worship, and some people were even praying. I was like, something is wrong here. What's going on here? Why? Because the music that they were playing, I think, kind of created that sort of atmosphere. It was not with the Spirit of God, but the music in itself can create a certain mood, right? If someone is sad, you're not going to go on the piano and start jumping around. Ding dong ding dong ding ding ding. You know, I think they'll be annoyed with you, right? Because they are sad and the music you're playing is kind of evoking happiness, you know? Be happy, don't worry, be happy, you know? And they're gonna be like, no, I need to be sad. So as worship or musicians, we need to be aware of the mood, okay, to create this atmosphere. So thank you. And he said to accompany singers. Now, in my country, I love how you do the music here. Somehow things are well balanced. You can hear the drums, but the drums are not covering everyone else. Okay? Yeah, it's that sort of, you know, accompaniment, all right? In Uganda, in some churches, most churches actually, you're going to find everyone plays. Okay, we've come to church, let's play. And so that's one of the things we keep teaching the people, to control themselves. You play piano, put the volume up, the guitarist, the bass guitarist, everyone, volume up. Okay? And you go and everything is loud. People are happy, they're dancing for the Lord, but it's just noise. And so when you're there and you're like, okay, is this music? But when you look at the people, they're happy, they're praising God, but it actually sounds loud and not very nice. So my point here is, if music is accompanying a singer, well, it should be accompanying a singer, right? It means the singer is louder than the music. But you guys do this so well here. I like that. We also can express creativity. Now, creativity is, of course, can be expressed before the conductor expresses himself on the paper in conducting. Or you can express yourself at the moment. I don't know if you have that freedom here. Do you have that freedom here? You do? Okay. Like you're in church and you're free to kind of, you know, play something that is free from your spirit. All right. I would like us to play... You're going to play something, and then you're going to play something, and then you're going to play something. And so think about what you want us to feel. If you want us to feel sad, you're going to play a sad, or emotional, or prayerful, or happy, dancing, and then we're going to guess. Okay? We're going to guess what you want us to feel. All right. Do you want to do some more or that's it?
Okay.
Okay.
Some set or?
What was that? Yeah, you let them tell you what that was. What do you think, guys? How do you feel when he plays that? Sorry? Joyful. Okay. He says that's a joyful sound. Do we all agree this is a joyful sound? Okay. So this is a, is that what you want us to feel? Okay. I thought you might say no. This is sad. All right. Can you play something? All right. How do you feel? How do you feel? Calm. Okay. He feels calm. If he's very annoyed and you play that, he's gonna calm down, right? Okay. Anything else? Any other kind of feeling? We all think this is calm. Or it can be something else. Thought provoking. Very important words. Okay? It's provoking you to think. All right? If your mind has been empty, men do that. And you hear this, you're going to start thinking about something. I like that. It means your creativity sometimes is packed with music. Okay? So, calmness, thought-provoking, what else? That's it? Do we all agree with just those two? An anthem? Okay. It's like an anthem. I don't know what that means. I want to understand what you mean a little bit more. Okay, all right. It helps with meditation. So what they have played, it helps with meditation. Yes. Okay, let's try. Let's try. Okay. Wow. Okay. I really would like to hear from you what this is. Okay. What do you think? Curiosity. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. You feel like, something scary is coming. All right. Sorry? Very expectant. Very expectant. Very. Yes. Yeah. So it's creating anticipation. Like something is coming. All right. Thank you. Okay. So we have those three. You have some scary vibes. Okay. If you're imagining a horror movie. But by the way, I think you can make this music in a scary movie. I think it could work. But I think it can also be just anticipation, right? It doesn't have to be a scary moment. But just to create expectation of something, you know, something is coming up. Anything else? I don't know how you did that, but it worked. All right? But did they kind of guess what you wanted to? Okay, yes. You know, both of them are percussion. So, Wow, you should come to Africa. He needs to come to Africa. He has these rhythms, yeah? Yes. Okay, let me not say much. What do you think? What do you think he's doing? Oh, sorry. Sorry? Happy feelings.
Powerful.
Uh-huh, it feels dancey, like you want to dance on it, right? Okay, it feels like it should get you ready for worship service, like an intro. I like that, because when you do that, people are coming in, you know, like, oh, today is a special day. We have African Shaker. All right. Okay. So great, thank you. But well, is that what you want us to feel? What do you? Oh wow! You see how his imagination is imagining sunrise. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I've always wondered about people who can create an imagination of what we see, but with sound. You know, imagine hearing music and you can literally see the sun coming up. Yeah, it's such creativity. Ha! Okay, create something for us. All right. Thank you. Thank you. What do we feel? Mellow? You feel mellow? Okay. Mysterious. Okay. Feels like storytelling. Yeah, like you could have that based on a documentary. Okay. All right. Any other feelings? Okay. You feel like chill. Relaxing, maybe? Okay. Vibing. You say it in German.
Yeah, in German. I don't know. I speak music. No, also so ein Gefühl, dass ich fokussiert auf etwas bin, etwas vor Augen habe und vorausgehe.
Okay.
Like, that's for me the feeling. It's great. I have to go and then.
All right. Wonderful. So you have this goal. And you feel like this music helps you to focus on that goal. It kind of creates that focus. I don't know if I'm saying it right. There's a lot of German. All right. So, great. I did not hear anyone playing sad. It seems people here are just happy. Happy people. All right. So, but... in church, we have all these moods, right? You're going to have brethren who have lost their friends, relative in Uganda. We actually, if a member of the church loses someone, we're going to go and make a service at their home. And so we have to play appropriate music for that kind of occasion, okay? It could be joyful, depending on, people can celebrate someone's death. They're like, he was a mighty, was a great man. He loved happy vibes. He was, we're not going to be sad about it, okay? So you have to read the mood and play the music. If you're playing in worship and you feel like it's a prayerful moment, and you're going to create that moment with those sounds that create a prayerful moment, like maybe strings, pad sounds, right? Those kinds of sounds. I think I liked this. Someone showed me how to make some pads there, but I don't know if I remember. So we have to know how to create those sounds. If you're a guitarist and you have the pedal, how do you choose the right sound for the right mood? Yeah, as musicians, we use all those to express creativity, meditation, all the things we've been talking about. All right. I would like to say thank you. That's what I wanted to share with you today. I don't know what time it is now. Oh, okay. Yeah, they told me Germans are very strict with times. We have time. Okay. I was praying in my spirit that I will not go over time. but I'm glad that I'm still on time. Yes. Thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope that... this has sparked your perspective a little bit, and I hope that we will remember that to worship God, we need to worship from the heart. That's what matters most. It's not about the sound we hear. It's not about the instrument as much. It's about how we live our lives for the Spirit of God to dwell in us and to express that out through our instrument. Yes, that's really what I want us to remember, to remind ourselves. I don't think it's a new thing you're hearing, especially that your worship leaders and musicians in the church, but just a reminder that the most important thing is not the accuracy, is not playing perfect pitch, is not, God does not care about that. God cares about what's in your heart, right? Whether you've played very complicated notes, and it's not about him. It's what is your heart saying? That's the music God is listening to, the music of our heart. Amen? Yeah, so whether you know how to play or you don't, or you know how to sing or not, the song in your heart is what matters most to him. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Can I ask someone to pray for us, if there's someone who wants to? All right, I'll pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you because you're the creator of the universe, and everything you have created is for you. And I thank you because we are here and your Spirit is with us. I thank you for the things that you have created, the instruments you have given us, the surfaces, the sounds you have given us, Lord, to use to worship you. I pray that your Spirit will continue to guide us on how to produce a wonderful sound, to create a new song from our hearts. I pray that we will always, Lord, worship you. We will always play from our heart, so that you can use us to bring healing to your people, Lord. May you guide us, Lord, on how to live for you. May you guide us, Lord. May you be with us every time we go out in the world to reflect your image, Lord. That as we walk, as we do our work, as we worship, but Lord, the people will not see us as we play the instruments. The people will not see us. The people will not hear what we play. But they will hear the sound that goes through us as a vessel to heal them. We thank you. I thank you for everyone who is here. Lord, I pray a blessing over them. And I pray that you will lead us all. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. We say amen.
Amen.
All right. Please say hello to your neighbor, and God bless.